USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As many as 50,000 migrants are waiting in Mexico shelters for a chance to illegally enter the United States. Thinking Title 42 was going to expire, when it didn't, they were caught off guard and will continue to wait. An 18-year-old gunman opened fire Tuesday at a Texas elementary school, killing at least 19 children at Robb Elementary School, 85 miles west of San Antonio. Uvalde, Texas School District Superintendent Hal Harrell on Tuesday.
This was a tragic and senseless event today, and my heart was broke today. Our hearts and thoughts and prayers are with all our families as we go through this day and days to come. Again, my heart was broken today. A small community, and we'll need your prayers to get us through this.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Walmart is apologizing for a new flavor of ice cream called Juneteenth, which is sparking criticism that the company is trying to cash in on the holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. However, we received feedback that a few items cause concern for some of our customers, and we sincerely apologize. End quote. A former gynecologist at UCLA is costing the school hundreds of millions of dollars.
The University of California system has agreed to pay $375 million to more than 300 women who said they were sexually abused by a longtime UCLA gynecologist. The announcement Tuesday brings total payouts by the university in lawsuits against Dr. James Heap to nearly $700 million. That's the largest amount paid by a public university in a wave of sexual misconduct scandals involving campus doctors. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The World Health Organization members re-elected Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus as Director General by a strong majority for another 5 years. An announcement was made by the President of the World Health Assembly on Tuesday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott on the Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooter.
The shooter was Salvador Romas, an 18-year-old male who resided in Uvalde. It's believed that he abandoned his vehicle and entered into the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde with a handgun, and he may have also had a rifle, but that is not yet confirmed according to my most recent report. He shot and killed horrifically, incomprehensibly, Mr. Romas, the shooter. He himself is deceased and is believed that responding officers killed him. It appears that two responding officers were struck by rounds but have no serious injuries. The Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District Police Department is the investigating agency, and we will provide them and the city of Uvalde substantial investigative and patrol assistance.
An unconfirmed report suggests the suspect barricaded himself in one classroom where most of the deaths took place. It is confirmed the suspect was killed by a Border Patrol agent. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.